Assembly President Blaine Gilman said he proposed the ordinance in response to recent complaints from members of the public that prayer as part of a public meeting was inappropriate, and also that the invocation, as practiced, seemed exclusionary to non-Judeo-Christian faiths, since that's all that has been represented. Gilman, who represents Kenai, said his answer was to open the invocation up to anyone interested.
I think the direction to go is to be broad-based, respectful of all faith, and it's first come, first serve. And if there's Muslims in this community who want to give an invocation, if there's people who are from frontier free thinkers, if there's a Hindu person who wants to get an invocation, we should be open to that.
Not everyone agreed with that idea, though. And the ordinance drew vehement opposition during public testimony, including from Joan Kaur, who lives near Soldotna.
I wouldn't want a Muslim here. This country was not founded under Allah. It was founded under Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ. And so if I want to worship Allah and force that on everybody, I can just go back over to the Mideast. But this country was founded under God.
The measure was up for introduction at the June 21st meeting. Local Christians spoke out to keep the prayer going.
Our religious freedom has enabled us to express, not repress, our core religious beliefs. Alaskans in this borough are given the privilege of seeking the help of God, or some people would call a higher power, as we deliberate what is best for us all.
That's Dr. Keith Hamilton of Soldotna. He pointed out that the Supreme Court ruled in 2014 that an invocation prayer in a public governmental meeting is constitutional. Alan Humphreys, pastor of Soldotna Bible Chapel, said he believes that people have a universal need for prayer.
One of the most hilarious things for me is these people, the most atheistic, liberal, gun-hating American, the first thing when someone breaks in their house, the first thing they do is call somebody with a gun, and the second thing they do is pray to God to get there quick enough. Everybody prays. To say we don't need prayer and we don't believe in God is an illusion.
He suggested that the assembly codify a definition of invocation as one invoking a deity that seeks to support the assembly, not do it harm, giving leverage to exclude Satanists, for example. Albert Weeks, a former military chaplain and pastor of First Baptist Church in Kenai, suggested only allowing invocations from those who are authorized by a larger, recognized organization.
Yes, open it up to everybody, but they need to be recognized members that are duly ordained by their organization that is vetted in this group.
Homer Assembly member Kelly Cooper said the assembly should try to be more inclusive.
It appears to me, based on the way our language is, that we shouldn't look how we can narrow that definition and exclude groups. We should be looking at how we can broaden that language.
South Peninsula Assemblymember Willie Dunn argued for introduction of the ordinance to allow an official public hearing on the matter.
I know people have very strong feelings about this, and I would urge my fellow assembly members to at least vote for introduction, and that gives a chance for more discussion and for more public input. We've heard from a very small cross-section of the Kenai Peninsula residents tonight.
He noted that an invocation is not a universal practice. The Homer City Council no longer does one, he said. Neither does the Kenai, Soldotna, or Seward City Councils. After spending more than a half an hour on the topic, the assembly voted 4-4 on introducing the ordinance, meaning it failed. Statewide, the Kodiak, North Slope, Northwest Arctic, and Wrangell Borough Assemblies incorporate an opening prayer in their meetings, and the Fairbanks North Star Borough has what it calls a non-sectarian invocation. None of the other 13 borough assemblies in the state open their meetings with a prayer. For KBBI, I'm Jenny Nyman.